Yeah, the fact that North Carolina is on the top 10 list is not a good thing. So the CDC has projected that the number of people with arthritis will increase from the current 46 million to 67 million by the year 2030. And I think there are three primary reasons. A large number of aging baby boomers who are projected to develop arthritis. There are two other things. By and large, this is a society that seems to have accepted a sedentary lifestyle, and we know that that is not good news. That is a risk factor for arthritis. And similarly, it's a society that hasn't paid a whole lot of attention to its weight, and being overweight is another risk factor for arthritis. So that combination of things is accounting for the projected increase.
It seems almost that there's a bit of an attitude in this country that arthritis is just something that happens when one gets older, that it's almost an inevitability. Are you suggesting that that's not the case?
Yeah, it's an interesting word, attitude, because you're absolutely right on the mark. For reasons which I have never understood throughout my whole life, people simply don't take arthritis seriously enough. And I don't know whether it's we don't talk about it enough. And we have to get out of the mindset of thinking that this is nothing more than a nuisance and begin to think that this is a very serious problem that profoundly affects the lives of people who have it.
Not to mention affects, obviously, expenditures in Medicare. Obviously, it's going to increase the cost in the healthcare system as well.
Yeah, you're right. We don't often talk enough about the economic consequences of arthritis. So it's currently a $128 billion problem. And we have a healthcare system that is ill-prepared to deal with these huge increases. So we're going to have to begin to think about prevention. And let me just suggest several things. We know that if people see a doctor as early as possible and get started on appropriate treatment, they can reduce the impact of this disease. And that, in many ways, is one of the better ways that we can currently think about preventing the disease. Prevention, to me, also means that we're going to have to invest more in research to get answers soon so that we can get better and safer and effective therapies for this disease. And then from a public health standpoint, if people, just like they pay attention to their diet and fitness because they're interested in preventing heart disease or diabetes, arthritis very much belongs right at the top of that list. So there are things that people can do now. Particularly baby boomers, and many of the messages that we have are directed at baby boomers at this point, if they want to reduce the impact of arthritis in their lives.
Tell me a little bit about the amount of research that is going into this problem. I mean, obviously, a lot of people treat arthritis with various types of painkillers and things along those lines. Is there a lot of research right now going on at ways to perhaps strengthen joints beforehand so that this doesn't become a problem?
You know, one of the interesting dilemmas that we've got is that there are such tremendous opportunities that we can advance research if there were only a greater investment in this country in arthritis. So if you think about the National Institutes of Health, which is the government's investment in research, roughly 1% of that budget actually goes to a problem which affects 46 million people. So one of the things that we're calling for is an increase in the investment by the National Institutes of Health. We at the Arthritis Foundation currently invest about $37 million in research. Again, I would argue that's not enough. We need to invest a lot more money in research. And I think that there are very promising clues in research that need to be pursued, and they need to be pursued now.
Well, Dr. John Klippel, thanks so much for joining us this morning on WFAE.
My pleasure. It's been fun.